Hello and welcome to the first podcast of Beit Abulafia, hosted by myself, Jason Kaplan. Podcast music by Jason Kaplan. Very excited about this podcast. As I'm introducing my ideas on the discovery of Abraham Abulafia, his ideas in Kabbalistic meditation and music. So this all came about recently. I was looking at the writings of Rabbi Abraham Abulafia, a great Kabbalist who is not really well known. His school of thought didn't become as popular as the Zohar and Hasidic philosophy, but it certainly influenced both. And he shows up many times in different writings. He was born in Saragossa, Spain in 1240. He studied Maimonides' philosophy, and he studied Kabbalah. And he's one of the unique rabbis that did a synthesis of both. He was very true to the Mor Nevuchim, the Guide of the Perplexed, which is not commonly accepted in the Kabbalistic or Hasidic world. And he was also very true to the Sfirot and meditation and things that are not found in Maimonides' writings. And he was able to bridge both worlds in a very unique way. So in this podcast, after having a discovery moment or the aha moment for myself somewhere in September and October coming back from Israel, a trip I did over there to play music in Memphis's sister city, Shoham, after that aha moment, I thought it would be great to now really think about talking about my ideas and interviewing people, fellow musicians and entrepreneurs, spiritually minded people or meditation teachers, and see all of the parallels that I see in Rabbi Abraham Abulafia's system with improvisational music, particularly John Coltrane. The parallels I see with Sikhism, a religion that I really love very much, and see a lot of connections to my own Jewish faith and a real strong parallels. Also in the Sufi systems of meditation on the name of God, I see a lot of parallels. And one of my big projects or things that I feel very strongly about is a universal component to each religion. Where every human is viewed as an equal portion of God, and there's a common humanity across the vision of the religion, while maintaining very unique practices and thought systems. I don't feel like there's any need to meld everybody into one system. I don't think that's really an expression of unity, but I do think it's really important that the key teaching of a monotheistic religion is the all equality of all humans. And I tend not to see that as much in the mystical worlds. And I want to make that an emphasis of the podcast, along with the beauty of meditation on the Hebrew letters or meditation on music notes and how that's really accessible to everybody. So I'm very excited to be working on this and to be having discussions. I have a number of people that I've set up to interview and have discussions with. It'll be a dialogue format. And the title of the podcast, obviously, is Beit Abulafia, which means the home of Abulafia. I've really found a home in his teachings after many, many years of searching. And I'll talk about my time in New York, my 10 years of searching there, just wandering around, trying to find ideas, trying to think about things, getting married, Michal and I going to Virginia, and then coming over to Memphis. It's been quite an amazing adventure. And I think perhaps people will find some type of interesting idea, maybe a little inspiration. And I'll certainly, every time I've done any type of interview or sat with another person to talk about these ideas, I've learned something also. So I'm very excited about this podcast and everything that's coming up with it. And I think you'll enjoy. So please stay tuned. I'll be learning how to set this up across the different platforms, Apple Music and other places where podcasts are heard, but I'll be starting first with Anchor Music or Anchor Podcast, which I think is a great system, and I'm really looking forward.